UNICEF reports children under 19 comprise two-thirds of the nearly 600 reported cases of Mpox in Burundi. The agency says this represents a more than 40% increase in cases over the past 3 weeks. Dr. Paul Ngwakum, who is UNICEF's regional health advisor for Eastern and Southern Africa, is on a visit to Burundi. Speaking from the capital, Bujumbura, he told journalists the rise of Mpox among children under 5 years of age is of particular concern as they represent a third of the reported cases. This, he says, underscores the urgent need for targeted interventions to protect children from becoming infected as schools have reopened this week.
This is a rapidly evolving situation, and we are having new strains of infections every day. We are thinking of how we can understand better the transmission modalities. I must say that we have not had any case of death. We have an opportunity to end this outbreak in a very short time period.
Ngwakum says the outbreak's geographical area is still limited. With concerted effort from all partners, he says the virus can be contained, the spread limited, and the outbreak ended with no lives lost. The World Health Organization reports the Democratic Republic of Congo is the most heavily infected country, with just over 25,000 suspected Mpox cases and 723 deaths so far this year. Burundi, with nearly 1,500 suspected cases and no deaths, is the second worst affected country, followed by Nigeria with 935 suspected cases and no deaths. WHO spokesperson Dr. Margaret Harris says vaccination is a useful tool in trying to break the chain of transmission. But this, she says, has its limits, as the virus is primarily spread through close personal contact within families.
And when people are living in difficult conditions, if they don't have access to the materials, to the soap, to the clean bedding, to the clean clothing, it's very, very difficult for them to not transmit. So the work my colleagues are doing at UNICEF, when you talk about risk communication, it's not just about telling people what to do. It's about making it possible for them to do it.
UNICEF says it is possible to halt the rapid spread of Mpox if agencies act swiftly and have the means in which to do it. The UN Children's Agency is urgently appealing for nearly $59 million to scale up its humanitarian response in six African countries, including Burundi. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.